The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So you look for a job, you apply for the job, you get an interview, and then you start to worry, maybe even start to panic about what you're going to say and how you're going to say it, how you're going to come across generally to your potential future employer when you meet. It's the story for so many. So we're going to find out now how to prepare as best we can for a job interview. Peter Cosgrove is here with me in studio, the Managing Director of FutureWise. Hello.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
This is the scary bit, isn't it?
Yes.
The interview, because it's the face-to-face. You know, you can probably get away with a lot of things in your application, and now you feel like, oh, I'm going to be found out in the face-to-face. I've got to think on my feet.
Yeah, and it is really hard. Like, people don't realise it if they haven't been interviewing for a while. Standing, going, you can actually have a dialogue going on in your head as you're trying to speak at the same time, and it becomes really hard.
And you're often facing a panel of people as well, on the other side of the table.
Facing a panel of people, and being honest, sometimes the questions they're asking aren't very good. There are questions where the answer, you know, like, what is your leadership style? Most people don't know what the answer should even be, regardless of what your answer is. So it is tricky.
So can you ever get away with not preparing for it, like winging it?
I would say no. I mean, you might be amazing. You know, the people who unfortunately do very well in this are generally people who are very good at winging it in general. So maybe actors, they would probably get away with this to some degree. But I think to break it down, you do your preparation beforehand.
The actors will all be onto us now. Yeah. We don't wing it. We don't put a lot of work
no,
into it.
No, I know, but as in they have the ability to do
performers. I know what what you're saying. Yeah.
So I think you have to prepare. Even after preparing, you're going to be nervous. But at least most of the interview is actually, you can work it out. Tell me about yourself. What are, you know, the four questions are going to be around the job. You can prepare all that stuff by having examples ready. But start at the start. As you walk in, there's four things people check. You know, eye contact, whether you smile, a good handshake, and how you're dressed. All of that is in your control. But even small things, a lot of graduates I've seen recently, they don't even stand up when the other person comes into the room. I know it sounds so basic, but that's so important possibly to the other person. So don't get the first bit wrong, which is get there in time, be relaxed, you know, and then when they arrive, do all those things right. Because that first impression, people don't notice it, but if you give someone a wet handshake, they've already gone, oh, I'm not sure about this. And that sounds
so
terrible.
So your hand has to be dry.
Yeah, well, I mean,
but not a bone cruncher, please.
No,
please.
Not a bone cruncher. It's just a nice handshake, you know, one, like, that's all it needs to be. And I know there's arguments in different cultures, it's different, but in Ireland, that would generally be what people would think. And whether it's true or not, you might as well follow what the form is.
So sit down then, and the first question is likely to be,
it's
what?
Always going to be the same. It's always, tell me about yourself, or talk me through your CV. And they just want 2 minutes. And I'm telling you, nobody prepares this. Like, you know it's coming up.
Well, I know you know it's coming up, but like, where do you start? Is tell me about yourself? Is that tell me about your career path or about as a person? You know, I like to read thrillers.
Often what they're really saying is, we want you to just relax into it. Most times they're not there to try and, you know, give you an awful time, but we think they are. They just want you to relax in. The easiest way is talk me through your CV. But really what they want to know is, what have you done recently? So you can talk through, okay, I started, first few jobs were here, but in the last 5 years, this is what I've been doing. But if you practice that for 2 minutes, make it 2 minutes, make it interesting. If you've won an award, if you've done anything great, lots of things will never come up at interview. The tell me about yourself question is the one time you get to have a free form to say whatever you want. So don't waste it. Mm-hmm. You are going to waste it if you're winging it.
And you're not learning a script to answer that question, are you? Because if you're trying to recite something that you've learned by heart, you're going to trip up.
Absolutely. Unless you're amazing at that, I wouldn't be doing that. But like, a lot of people don't even realize, most people can put notes in front of them. Your interviewer doesn't mind if you got your CV in front of you and then you have a few little notes beside that. So those notes could be, I want to talk about this, this and this. My award, that event I did, that project. And that can just be the three little things in front of you. So you mention all three. But it's as simple as that. And as I said, you'd be amazed how many people either speak for 10 minutes because they don't realize to keep talking, or someone clams up after 10 seconds. So have it ready.
About 2 minutes is what you want. So where does the interview generally go next? Or is it unpredictable?
So if you're going for a sales job, the questions are going to be around, have you sold before? What are your influencing styles? What's your communication style? They're going to ask you something standard, like, what would you do if a difficult customer rang up? You kind of can work them out, right? That's what it's going to be. If it's going to be a job as a researcher, they're going to say, how'd you do research now when everything's on the internet? So talk us through your strategy. How would you do this? Mm-hmm. How would you prepare something for me? Then they might do something on how you write. So all of those things are pretty easy. And generally the job spec tells you the five main responsibilities for this job are A, B, C, D, and E. They're going to ask you a question around each one of those. So again, prepare them by having an example. The best predictor of the future is what you've done in the past. If you don't have any examples, people, if you're going to say I'm a really hard worker and then they go, give me an example of what I just am, you need to actually explain to them that you're up early and you do this and you do that. So you will not remember those on the hoof. That's why you have to plan them.
A great message here. A listener says, I talk incessantly when I'm nervous, and once in an interview I ended up talking about poo. I had studied nutrition and I found myself discussing the shape of your poo and what it says about your health, and I couldn't shut up. So listen, that's a great example of, like, you know, verbal diarrhea, excuse the pun, when you're nervous.
This is exactly it. Someone has asked you a question, you start answering it. Like, this could happen to me in an interview. You ask me a question, I get nervous, I start going one way, and then my head's going, oh my God, what did she ask me? I've even forgotten what I've been asked. And then suddenly two conversations happen. You're talking and you're thinking. That doesn't work very well. So she just kept going, and then I don't even know how to stop this conversation. So it's terrible. It's terrifying. It's funny that she could laugh at it now, but it's just, it gives people an idea that if you don't prepare, that stuff is much more likely to happen.
Okay, so what about the tricky questions? Like, tell me about the positives and negatives of your leadership style. They're hard.
They are hard questions. If they're honest about it, if you're going for a leadership role, there should be a question in leadership. And it's really about preparing examples again. Well, here's my leadership style. Let me give you an example of this. But what I would say to people is, what do you want the person to understand? What I often say is, look, rather than just asking me about my leadership style, I'd love you to talk to some people who've worked for me. Now, even if they never do that, it's a really nice thing to say. It's like, I'm so confident of how good a leader I am, I'd like you to speak to other people. Because people kind of go, you can say anything you want to me, Claire, but you're just saying it. But if you can show other people. So think about ways that they would go, okay, that's quite impressive that he's happy for me to ring anyone else. So I was in an interview years ago, I remember saying, look, if you want to take a reference, I can give you a reference. But honestly, anyone who's ever worked for me, I'd be delighted if you just rang them without me knowing and asked them.
It's,
and they're just
going, swish. It's a swish answer.
Exactly. Because now you've got, who are they going to ring? But the reality is they're not going to ring anyone because they just don't have time. They'll ring one or two
and
people.
And how do you answer the negatives? The question about your negatives. Oh, nobody really likes me in the office. Like, what are you supposed to say?
Claire, we're not talking about you at the moment. I think they wouldn't generally ask that. The one is your weakness, and what people do is you bring up a weakness as a strength, and then people go, oh, that's a terrible answer. But the reality is you demonstrate a weakness you used to have, you notice that you had it, and you show how you went over that weakness and you got better at it. So time management or something like that.
Okay, so don't leave it as a weakness.
You don't leave it
as a weakness.
You show that you had demonstrated. But you do say, look, it's not, I'm not perfect at everything, and that is something I really have to work at. So you're at least saying, I'm human. Of course I've got weaknesses, but I understand them.
And then at the end of the interview, when they say, is there anything you'd like to ask us?
Yeah.
What do you say to that?
Oh, and the amount of people who don't have a question. Like, you want this
job.
Oh,
you have to have a question,
yeah, well,
do
like,
you?
If you want this job, like if you want to work in News Talk and they say, do you have any questions for us? And you haven't, you go, no, I'm good. What does that say? It's like, surely if you want to work for a company, you're going to wonder, who's your manager? Like, how does the training program work? How does this work? How does that work? You know, everything. And the question you don't ask is, how many sick days do I get? Or what are the holidays like? You know, that's not the start, okay? That's not what people want. But you have to have a question. It's a question to show interest. If I was lucky enough to get this job, Claire, how would you see the first 3 months going? It shows humility. I haven't said I'm definitely getting the job, but then you can talk me through how the job's going. It's a lovely, simple way, if you don't have a question, just to put it back in them, to show that you've interest in the job.
Can we bring you into the interview with us, Peter? Because that would be really helpful. Thank you so much, Peter Cosgrove. We're going.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.